The International Monetary Fund has set a more stringent fiscal path for Pakistan by setting the primary budget surplus target for the next fiscal year at 1.6% of the size of the economy, which, this time, is projected to be achieved by largely containing expenditures. Compared to this fiscal year's 1% of the GDP primary budget surplus target, which is calculated after making interest payments, the IMF has set the target at 1.6% for fiscal year 2025-26, according to the details the fund released on Saturday after the approval of the new loan. Unlike in this fiscal year when the primary surplus target had been designed to achieve by solely depending upon increasing taxes, the next fiscal year's goal largely hinges upon restricting expenditures. The details showed that compared to 0.7% of the GDP increase in total revenues to GDP ratio, the IMF has projected a 1.3% of the GDP reduction in expenditure. The IMF macroeconomic table showed that the total revenues of the federal and provincial governments are estimated at 15.2% of the GDP or 19.6 trillion rupees at next year's projected size of the economy. Out of this, the Federal Board of Revenues target will be 14.3 trillion rupees, and around 4 trillion rupees is estimated to be recovered on account of non-tax revenues. Rest will come from the provinces. The total expenditures by all five governments estimated at 21.6% of the GDP for this fiscal year are projected at 20.3% of the GDP or about 26.3 trillion rupees, according to the IMF's projections. These are hardly 1 trillion rupees higher than this year's estimated expenses, requiring all the governments to keep their belts tightened. Since the primary surplus target is exclusive of interest payments, the finance ministry sources said that the containment in the expenditures would largely be on the development side with no room available on the defense spending side. Pakistan cannot afford to reduce or contain the defense budget in the light of new tensions in the region, and around 2% of the GDP will be allocated for defense expenditures, said the finance ministry sources. The government has indicated to increase the defense budget by at least 18% compared to the last year, they added. Nigel Clark, deputy managing director of the IMF and chairman of the IMF board that approved on Friday two packages worth $2.4 billion, said that risks to Pakistan's outlook remain elevated, particularly from global economic policy uncertainty, rising geopolitical tensions, and persistent domestic vulnerabilities. He said that against this backdrop, the Pakistani authorities need to maintain sound macroeconomic policies and accelerate reforms to safeguard the macroeconomic gains and underpin stronger and sustainable, private sector-led medium-term growth. The finance ministry is planning to allocate 921 billion rupees or 0.7% of the GDP for the development budget for the next fiscal year.